This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, ثبت, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تقوم الساعة إلا على شرار الناس. The hour will not established, will not come until or unless the worst of the race of Adam are dwelling in the face of this earth. And one of the things which will happen while the worst of mankind are on the face of this earth, a man, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually described him physically, ذو السويقتين, will come all the way from Abyssinia, الحبشة, with an army going to Mecca, and he will take down the Kaaba brick by brick, brick by brick. And none of these guys cared less, because nobody cares about the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created earth, and he identified certain places in earth to be special, to be holy sites. They have status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a verse in the Quran that says, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. A sign of consciousness of Allah, of the presence of righteousness and piety in the heart, that you exalt what Allah exalts. You glorify what Allah glorifies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made special Jumu'ah out of the week. Why are we here? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this day so special. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Ramadan the most special month out of the year. This is why we fast Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the day of Arafah. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Your Lord creates whatever He wills, and He gives special status to whatever He wills. Brothers and sisters in Islam, one of these places is Jerusalem, Al-Quds. And I want to begin by saying, brothers and sisters in Islam, it's a big mistake to consider Jerusalem a Palestinian Arab conflict. No, it is not. It is a Muslim, non-Muslim conflict. A Muslim, non-Muslim. Al-Quds is not a place just for Palestinians. Brothers and sisters in Islam, if you look back into the history of this city, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually identified to be blessed. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that we bless the surroundings of al-Masjid al-Aqsa. What about the center of al-Masjid al-Aqsa? It is a blessed place. And brothers and sisters in Islam, the message that I want to stress and enforce today, because I think that's where the disconnect in the minds of a lot of Muslims is, that the true believers are those who believe in Allah and His messengers, with an S. All the messengers, those are the believers on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the slaves of Allah who accept His messengers, with an S. Look. كَذَّبَ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Look at this. The people of Nuh belied the messengers, with an S. We know for a fact that the people of Nuh did not receive but one message. One message only, Nuh. Why would Allah say, subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the wisdom that Allah says? They belied the messengers, with an S. Because when you belie one messenger, you belie all the messengers. That's exactly what it is. Believers, they believe in Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believe in Isa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Musa, Ibrahim, all the way through. Those are the believers. But when you believe in Isa and reject Muhammad, you're out. You're out. Yeah, during Isa time, during Musa time, yes, the message was La ilaha illallah, Musa Rasulullah. It was that time. But now, the message is La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Very short history because of the time. And bin Allah, after Isha tonight, we'll talk more about this. What is the history of Jerusalem? Brothers and sisters in Islam, في صحيح البخاري ومسلم, حديث أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه, he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, أي مسجد وضع في الأرض أول? What is the first masjid which was placed in the face of this earth first? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said صلى الله عليه وسلم, المسجد الحرام, مكة يعني, the Kaaba. ثم أي, then what? قال المسجد الأقصى, in Palestine, in Jerusalem, المسجد الأقصى. كم بينهما, how long in between them? 40 years. The scholars, they say, the ones who initially placed the Kaaba in earth are angels. Likewise, angels built the Masjid al-Aqsa. They placed the foundation for it. That's an opinion of the noble, of the scholars, of tafsir, like Ibn Kathir, for example. And Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, for example. Sahib al-Hadith al-Bukhari, and he explained it in Fath al-Bani. Then what happened during the time of Nuh alayhi salam? Earth got flooded. Earth was flooded completely. Then Ibrahim came. That is why, ikhwa, you shouldn't say Ibrahim built the Kaaba. No, Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail did not build the Kaaba. They raised the foundation of the Kaaba. The Kaaba was there. Look at the verse. وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ. We showed Ibrahim the borders of the Kaaba. Now, raise the foundation of the Kaaba. That is why the verse, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ Ibrahim is raising the foundation in Ismail. So Ismail, عليهما السلام, raised the foundation of the Kaaba. Ibrahim and Ishaq raised the foundation of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa again. That's the history, that's the connection that we have. Because we believe in all these messengers. We believe in all of them. Then what happened, brothers and sisters in Islam? We come to the time of Musa and Bani Israel. Musa was in Egypt with the children of Israel. They were enslaved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them out of bondage, commanded them to enter into the promised land for the believers. You see, it's a promised land. You need to understand this. Jerusalem is like that precious prize, precious gift that Allah gives into the believers only believers. But when the believers mess up, they play around the deen, they play around the Sharia, they take away from them and they are oppressed. It's almost that thermometer, that indicator that shows you. When it's taken away from you, then that means you're not doing very well with your deen at all. You're not. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa, take Bani Israel into the promised land. They said no. The Canaanites, the people who were described to be giants. إِنَّ فِيهَا قَوْمًا جَبَّارِينَ You go, you and your Lord fight, and we'll follow you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, because you want to enter there, you don't want to take possession of my special gift, special prize, you are to wander in the desert. You get lost. Go in circle. Go around. Yalla, for 40 years. Just to show you that, you know, there are a lot of Muslims here. Like, we long to go to Kaaba. Wallahi, there are a lot of Muslims who long to be in Jerusalem. Like Musa. Imagine Prophet Musa alayhi salam was so longing. He was so in love with this place. Because it's a special place in the sight of Allah that he wanted to lead his people there. But that's how it goes. You know, it's about congregation. Individuals sometimes get punished by the behavior of the rest of the ummah. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprived him from entering into the holy land, into Jerusalem. But subhanallah, when he was about to die, he said, Ya Rabb, can I just die close to it? Only a throw of a rock, ramyat hajar, the distance of the throw of a rock, Hadith al-Bukhari, Ya Rabb, I want to die nearby al-Masjid al-Aqsa, not far away, even though I was not given that honor of leading my ummah into Masjid al-Aqsa like you promised us and like you commanded us, but at least I get to die nearby it. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, if you would like, I could show you his grave near al-Kathib al-Ahmar, a reddish hill of a piece of earth. Later on, brothers and sisters in Islam, another generation, you know, ended from Bani Israel, and the new generation came under the leadership of Yusha ibn Nun, Joshua, the one who accompanied Musa on that trip with Al-Khidr. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ He's a student of Musa. He led Bani Israel into Jerusalem, and he defeated the giants. Subhanallah, one thing that we learn from this hadith, في صحيح إمام مسلم حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه that يوشع and his army were commanded to enter Jerusalem on Friday and the Sharia of Bani Israel is not to fight on Saturday and you know the day begins in Islam at sunset so they became very close to Jerusalem and the sun was about to set and the job is not done yet look at Iman look at faith Look at certainty in Allah's promise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yusha looks at the sun. إِنَّكِ مَأْمُورَةِ وَأَنَا مَأْمُورَ I am commanded to execute the job and complete it before the sunset. And you're commanded also to sunset. You hold on, please. until I complete the task. Look at Iman, faith, faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the sun to respond to his command. The sun stilled until he actually conquered and stated. Bani Israel inherited the promised land. It's a promise to them. It's up to at the time when they were believers. But what happened? They started messing up with the deen. Leaving Tawheed, started playing around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send an enemy again who take them out of it. Out of it. Kicked out of it completely. Then they made that request, that beautiful story of Goliath in Surah Al-Baqarah. Oh Allah, can you send for us a king who can lead us back? أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَأِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيٍّ لَهُمْ وَبْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them Talut and developed David from the crowd, and he killed Goliath, and he came back to Jerusalem with Bani Israel, and they established the deen of Allah in Jerusalem. وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودِ. Sulaiman inherited Dawood. And subhanallah, ikhwa, في سنن ابن ماجه وسنن النسائي حديث عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, when Sulaiman restored and completed the rebuilding again of al-Masjid al-Aqsa, don't say the temple, no such a thing called a temple for Muslims, al-Masjid al-Aqsa, that's how it's called, al-Masjid al-Aqsa for us, when he finished raising the foundation of al-Masjid al-Aqsa again, he made three dua. He said, oh Allah, grant me يعني, the power to arbitrate in a correct way. يعني, I issue a verdict that is correct. And Allah granted him this. Allahumma a'tini al-hikmah wa fasla al-khitab. That's one. Oh Allah, grant me dominion, kingship that no one after me will be entitled to. وَأَعْطِنِي هَبْلِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّنْ بَعْدِ. Allah granted this to him. Here's the third one. Oh Allah, anyone who comes from his house intending to perform salah in al-Masjid al-Aqsa, oh Allah, let him go back to his house like he is a newborn. Exactly like the hadith regarding Hajj al-Umrah. مَنْ حَجَّ فَلَمْ يَرْفُثْ وَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ رَجَعَ مِنْ دُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I said ameen for this one, hopefully we will get it. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, the narrator of the hadith, he used to travel from Medina all the way to Jerusalem just to perform two rak'ahs in order to get the reward of that salah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Bani Israel, after Sulaiman departed, they started messing up again. Allah sent to them a Babylonian king. I don't know that the name in English, Nebuchadnezzar, that sounds good, rings the bell. Nebuchadnezzar, he came and he actually killed third of them, took third, and he imprisoned them in Iraq, in Babylon, and he left the sick, and as a punishment, because they abandoned their deen, they abandoned their religion. They came back, then they messed around, then Allah sent them the Roman. And now, they were waiting for Messiah. Someone who will come to lead them to victory. Someone like Musa. The portfolio of Musa. Who shows up? Isa alayhi salam. And Isa alayhi salam, he's a very interesting story. His story is part one and part two. Part one is that humble messenger. Homeless, torn clothes, going around with sandals. If your enemy slaps you here, give him the other one. Part two, he's a warrior. He's a fighter. He will kill the Antichrist. He will lead the army of the Muslims. So, Bani Israel, when Jesus, peace be upon him, appeared in that shape, that can't be a Messiah. It's crazy. They actually conspired with the Romans. And they claim that they crucified him, but we know that this did not happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him up. In any rate, as a result of the rejection of the messenger, they lost that promise for eternity. That promise now belongs to the people who say La ilaha illallah, Isa Rasulullah. They said no to Isa. They disbelieved in Isa. That is what you need to understand, brothers and sisters in Islam. Likewise, Christians lost it because they didn't say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That's what happened exactly. Now, we come to the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During his time, he was taken a journey by night from Mecca to Jerusalem. And when he came back, and of course he ascended up al-Mi'raj, a story that you all know. When he came back, brothers and sisters in Islam, and he told the people that actually some Muslims left Islam because of this. Because it's unbelievable. Basically the line that they said to him, listen, come on. We beat the necks of camels for 30, 40 days to go to Jerusalem, to go to Sham, and you're telling us he went there last night and he came back. Guess what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the picture of al-Masjid al-Aqsa in front of him. Can I describe al-Masjid al-Aqsa for you? This is how it looks. And when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-hadith fi al-Mu'jam, hadith Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, when I went to al-Masjid al-Aqsa with Jibreel riding the Buraq, I went and I prayed two rak'ahs, the greeting of the Masjid. Then I stood up and I saw all the messengers and the prophets in al-Masjid al-Aqsa. All of them are here. So I backed off a little bit. Jibreel touched me on the shoulder and he said, go, you're going to lead them in Salah. And he led them in Salah in al-Masjid al-Aqsa. We believe in this, brothers and sisters, is that we believe in the unseen. These things happened. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about it. We believe in it. Brothers and sisters in Islam, not only that, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Mecca to Medina, guess what? This is a declaration. Face Jerusalem. Qibla. That's your Qibla. You face, this, how do you understand this? That this is a holy site for you now. Because you are my final messenger. And you are the final messenger to humanity. The Muslims faced Jerusalem in their salah, one wording, Hadith al-Bara ibn Azim, 16 months, and another wording, 17 months. And when we go and perform Hajj and Umrah and we visit Medina, there is a masjid there that is called what? The masjid with the two qiblas. Qibla Jerusalem, dul qibla tayni, toward Jerusalem and toward. Why again, brothers and sisters in Islam? Because of this. Because this belongs now to the final mandate at the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because this is the message right now. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually said, a salah in this masjid equals 250 salah. This is the authentic one. The 500 is weakened. 250 salah in the Masjid al-Aqsa. A salah in the Masjid al-Haram, 100,000. A salah in my masjid is 1,000 salah. This is the reward that we get. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his life sent multiple messages to the Ummah that get that place. Mu'ta was an indication. Tabuk was an indication. Him insisting on the army expedition of Usama to go and Abu Bakr sent it after him is an indication. Umar understood this and he sent an army to Jerusalem. And finally, the Muslims gained control of Jerusalem. And subhanAllah, here is the amazing piece. The scholars and the knowledgeable people from the Jewish and the Christian tradition refused to hand over the keys, but to Amir, the leader of the Muslim Ummah, which is Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Why? Because it was written in the books. We read in our books that we are to hand over these keys to your leader. Umar came, and in his way, you know, he made that statement. Really, the essence of the khutbah. We are the most humiliated of all people without Islam. And whenever we seek dignity and honor in anything other than Islam, Allah will humiliate us more. And He will humiliate us at the hands of the people whom we're trying to seek dignity and honor against. Crystal, please. That's what Omar, he was handed over the keys of Jerusalem. Something happened, brothers and sisters in Islam, which is so important. Listen, we say that as Muslims, that Islam is La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah now. But you know what? We can't force people. We can't compel them. And we cannot disrespect them because they don't follow our way either. No, no. This is Allah's given right to them. La ikraha fi al-deen. As long as they live, not combating us, not fighting you, they deserve good treatment. They deserve your peace. They deserve the best out of you. Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, was in a church when the time to pray Asr is here. The leaders of this church, please, pray in our church. He said, no, I can't do that. If I do this, my followers are going to come and take it away from you. And we are instructed, if we are in control of the city, to honor and respect your Christian and Jewish sides. Because you're entitled to your faith. You're entitled to your faith. I cannot force you. Guess what? We believe that the only one who will come and who will accept nothing but Islam is Isa when he returns. But us, no. If you take control of the city, if you're asking to take control of the city, you have to honor the Christian side, the Christians, churches, the Christians, the Jewish synagogue. You have to protect them. You have to give them the freedom as long as they pay the tax, whatever it is, in order for you to go and risk your life while they are protected and saved in their homes. Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, brothers and sisters in Islam, took control of the city. Subhanallah, Muslims messed up again. Like Bani Israel, remember? Remember? Exactly. Messed up again. Allah sent to us, who will punish us? The Crusaders. They killed so many Christians. When they came from Europe, they killed so many Muslims. They tell you, flood of blood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a Turkish man. Again, this compliment what I said at the very beginning is not a Palestinian Arab issue. A Turkish man. A Kurdish man. I made a mistake. A Kurdish man. Actually, it was initially a Turkish, Nuruddin Mahmud Zinki, who prevailed Salah al-Din, who is a Kurdish. Turkish and a Kurdish. To come to free Palestine. And Salah al-Din also did the same thing. He gave them safe exit. And he said, I will protect your sides. Because this is the character of a Muslim, the character of a believer. And non-Muslims speak of him, speak of his tolerance, and speak of his forgiveness to those who killed so many Muslims. Unfortunately, brothers and sisters in Islam, a lot of Muslims don't realize that the Muslim world, right before Salah al-Din, was flooded with extreme Sufism, Shi'i Islam. Islam became artificial death. A lot of Muslims don't understand that Salah al-Din took 18 years to educate people, bring them back again to the deen. Bring them back to understand Tawheed. Bring them back to understand Aqeed. And this is how we ended up freeing Jerusalem from the hands of the Crusaders. Unfortunately, this lasted for a little bit. Then it's taken away from us through a promise that was given to the Jewish people by a prime minister called Balfour. You know the history. And this is all consequences of it. But is the promise over? No, it is not. There is one last piece which I'll share with you. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Balfour is a human being who gave him a promise. Trump is a human being who made a promise, we have a promise from Allah. We have a promise from Allah that this land will come back to the believers, to the Muslims, to ibadullah, to the slaves of Allah. It's written. Wallahi, it's written, and they believe it. Wallahi, they know it's going to happen. Wallahi, I have no doubt it's going to happen. And if you doubt this, then you have to go back and check your tawheed, your belief system, your aqeedah. You have to check that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, like Yosha, Joshua called upon the sun. He said to the sun, stay still. You know that we believe that the rock will call upon the believer. But look how you call him. Ya Abdullah, O slave of Allah, come. Behind me there is an enemy of Allah. The rock will help you to do this. Not only the rock will help you, look at this final scene. Of course, the Antichrist will be in earth then. And he is going to try to attack Islam in the depth. The two holy sites, Mecca and Medina. And we know that he will be prevented because of the angels. Angels will be protecting the two holy sites. Then he will say, let me go and fight the army of Al-Mahdi, which is already in Jerusalem. Al-Mahdi, of course, Imam Muhammad ibn Abdullah Al-Mahdi, according to Ahl Sunnah, not according to the Shia. The Shia, they have someone else hiding in a tunnel. We don't know about this. We know that someone from the offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his name is Muhammad ibn Abdullah Al-Mahdi, who will lead the Ummah back, will unite the Ummah back, and he will be out there in Jerusalem. Of course, he cannot find the huge army that is, you know, the Antichrist is followed by 70,000. They wear tayalis, black, dark things in their heads. So he was barricading there. Look at the scene. Time to pray Fajr. He is in the Masjid al-Aqsa. He's there. And he's about to lead the Salah. And he will notice someone is entering the Masjid. His description is identical to the description of Isa ibn Maryam, the one that Rasulullah shared with us in the Sunnah. He will know that this is Isa ibn Maryam. He will say to him, تَقَدَّمْ يَا رَوْحَ اللَّهِ كَمْ رَوْحَ اللَّهِ Lead us in Salah. Lead us in Salah. This is very important. He will say, no, I'm not here to lead. I'm a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to pray behind the Imam of the Muslims. I'm not bringing a new religion. I came to confirm the Quran and the Sunnah. And he will lead, he will pray behind the Imam of the Muslims. Then he will go out, kill the Antichrist. He will come back and wipe over the heads of those who were patient, those who stood for the truth. Look, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق. Allah will always keep a group of my ummah on the truth until Isa comes down again to earth, and he will wipe over their heads, and he will talk to them about their status in Jannah. This is the promise that awaits us, brothers and sisters in Islam. But remember what the Rock said to the people then. Come what? Abdullah. That is it. Are we ibadullah? Are we the slaves of Allah? Are we, or the slaves of the dollars, the clothes, the status, the dunya? That is the cornerstone. We're going to go back there. We have to prepare ourselves to be ibadullah. And hopefully we can explore this after Isha, بإذن الله تعالى. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم انصر دينك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين. اللهم انصر دينك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهديين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulillah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulillah. Hayya 'alas salat. Hayya 'alas salat. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah.